This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Riviera Express by T.P. Fielden, read by Eve Karpf.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. When Miss Dimond smiled, which she did a lot, she was beautiful. There was something mystical about the arrangement of her face furniture, the grey eyes, the broad forehead, the thin lips widespread, her dainty, perfect teeth. In that smile was a joie de vivre, which encouraged people to believe that good must be just around the corner. But there were two faces to Miss Dimond. When hunched over her typewriter, rattling out the latest episode of Life in Temple Regis, she seemed not so sunny. Her corkscrew hair fell out of its makeshift pinnings, her glasses slipped down the convex nose, those selfsame lips pinched themselves into a tight little knot, and a general air of mild chaos and discontent emanated like puffs of smoke from her desk. Life on the Riviera Express was no party. The newspaper's offices, situated at the bottom of the hill next door to the brewery, maintained their dreary pre-war combination of uprightness and formality. The front hall, the only area of access permitted to townsfolk, spoke with its oak panelling and heavy desks of decorum.